Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Melinda Edgman, Director of Women's Services at the Turner Maternal and Infant Care Center at Hamilton Medical Center in Dalton. And Melinda, thank you once again for coming right on our show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Today we're going to be talking about how the Turner Maternal and Infant Care Center at Hamilton Medical Center supports families through every step of pregnancies and newborn care. Melinda, last time you came on our show, you shared with us about the Build a Brain program and how it fits into everything you do. And for our listeners who may have missed that episode, could you just give like a brief summary on what the Build a Brain program is?
Sure. The Build a Brain program is an early brain development education program for parents of newborns. We integrate it into our postpartum education. We utilize our volunteers from the Family Support Council, and they go in and show a video and sign them up for information that they'll receive as the child grows.
So, I mean, when we talked last time, that was just so cool to learn about, and it seems very beneficial. And what are some of the other key services that are offered at the center to actually help people out with this?
Well, some of the services that are offered at Hamilton, we have labor and delivery suites. They're designed for family involvement. They have private waiting rooms. We have 6 delivery rooms with private waiting. We have a level 3 NICU, which is the highest level of NICU. The only thing we don't provide is surgical and cardiac care. We have specialized staff to care for those babies. We have a certified lactation consultant. We offer breastfeeding classes, and then we have 24/7 obstetrical coverage and anesthesia support.
How does the Build a Brain program enhance the overall care experience for parents and babies?
I think it changes the conversation from medical care to whole family learning. Parents get to bond more deeply during their hospital stay, and the nurses feel like they're giving lasting information, not just discharge information.
It's probably easy to just, go about your day, help some parents out and to send them on their way, but to actually give meaningful advice.
Well, and one thing to say, okay, this is when you take your bandage off in 3 days and then you're done.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is giving them information that will carry on, as the child grows.
Could you describe what a parent might experience from admission all the way to discharge?
Well, we have a warm welcome. We will look at their birth plan and go over it with them if they have one. We have a family-centered approach. The nurses will explain baby cues and let the moms have bonding moments during routine care. We do provide the Build-A-Brain videos and handouts that will be shared on mother-baby. And then all kinds of education takes place. We have safe sleep. We talk to them about feeding, brain building tips. They get all kinds of information to take home and try to review later. And then just smooth transition to home. We have a social worker to help with any other needs that they have. And we just want them to have a very good experience.
Yeah, because this can be, I feel like, very anxiety inducing. So especially for new parents to bring a life into the world. Something like recently that I really hear about online is how important safe sleep is.
It is.
Because a child can die, right?
Yes, it's very important to put that baby on their back and not have all those pretty pillows and blankets that everyone gives you. Yes.
It's such little things that can just go wrong.
And it's overwhelming because you get a lot of information at one time as a new parent, and you don't stay in the hospital very long.
I think too, just with you guys providing this, what role does the community education play once they leave the hospital?
Well, we have a lot. We do have community resources. We do have a home visitation program that's offered to new moms through Healthy Families and First Steps. So that helps to connect them to community partners. We have a social worker that's specific to women's services, and she provides a list of resources. So we are very blessed to have a lot of resources that we can refer our parents to.
Are there situations, and how do you actually handle high-risk pregnancies or supporting, babies that need that extra step?
Well, we do have the level 3 NICU. We do offer tours for if we have a mom that knows ahead of time that her baby's going to be in the NICU, we'll have her come because most people don't plan on having a baby in the NICU. So it comes as a shock. So we have, we provide tours ahead of time. And then if it just happens and they have a baby in the NICU, then we'll do everything we can to give them the information they need and understand what's going on with their baby. We have great neonatologists and staff, respiratory therapists, nurses, everybody that it takes to take care of these sick babies.
I know it's a very wide range on how long a baby might need to be in the NICU, but just for somebody listening that might have to experience that, what could they expect?
Well, it depends on, you know, is their baby born early? Is it sick? Does it just, we have some babies that just stay a day and go back out in the room with mom. And then we have others that are born way early and they have to stay for months. So it just kind of depends on the situation.
In that situation where it's like potentially months, do the parents go home and they come back or do they stay at the hospital?
They can do both. We do have some private rooms.
Okay.
We have half private rooms and two open pods. So we can allow them to stay if room permits, or they're welcome to go home. We have open visitation, so there's no time that they can't come and visit their baby.
That's awesome. And that just shows how Hamilton just has such like a deep family first culture. Over time, like, could you just comment on how that developed and why that's so important?
Well, I think when we got our NICU and when we worked on renovations and things, we involved parents and we involved staff. And it was like, what are things we can do differently? Because, you know, a lot of our staff have had children and they make recommendations. And so we try to meet the needs of our changing society and culture and generations. It's everyone's got different needs and expectations, and we try to meet those.
For families that, you know, go through the whole operation with you guys, like what kind of feedback do they give you afterwards?
They wouldn't go anywhere else. A lot of people have been other places and say, you know, I will not go anywhere else. This is where I want to have my future babies. And that's what we hope.
And see, that's a good thing because it's like right here. It's so local. And,
yes.
You know, from doing these shows and just talking to people from, you know, all the different, you know, different departments of the hospital, it's just really cool to see that how much you care.
Yes.
Honestly.
Thank you. We do. We care a lot. That's why we're there.
Yes. Thank you very much. And it's thank you, Yo Melinda, for joining us on the show over at the Turner Maternal and Infant Care Center. You guys do a great job over there.
Well, we appreciate it. We enjoy what we do.
To learn more about Turner Maternal Infant Care Center at Hamilton Medical Center, please visit hamiltonhealth.com/women.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.